Where is the line between a collection and just too much stuff? We found a pair of collectors who are trying to figure this out together. Addie cannot lay all the blame on Michael, and Michael can't lay all the blame on Addie for what's filling their home in Oakland, California.
One time when we went to Florida, I looked around and saw all these nice palms, and I thought it'd be nice to have some palms. That's a pygmy date palm. Those are from like
Southeast
Asia.
We don't know if we have collections, but they're things we have lots of. We have lots of baseball hats. Many. We have bags of them up in the basement. And some of us have fits when the others of us want to buy another baseball cap because we really have a lot of baseball caps.
I've never been there. But that's what it said on the little
label. These are my Elvis stamps. These aren't all my Elvis stamps. The Elvis as Day of the Dead Elvis stamp, the Buddha Elvis stamp, the female Elvis stamp, the African Elvis stamp.
This is the Jesus perhaps Elvis one of the best multimedia the rubber stamps ever created.
Plus, that's not all of them.
It says this stamper and it has a duck on top of it, and the duck lights up when you stamp.
But it's actually very nice, isn't it?
Like this.
This is Elvis kind of in the favorite Elvis imitator outfit. You know, one of those 70s ones with the cape and... This is a young Elvis, kind of prettied up. This is Elvis up to the knees. One of the things that made us know we were made for each other was that he was the only other person I'd ever met who was also making a bicentennial tchotchke collection when we met each other. It's like I had the straw papers and you know what all, and then I found out he had toilet paper.
That's pretty good. How many of those survived the bicentennial?
You need another person who's that crazy.
That's Addie Gevins and Michael Cousins with their collection.